Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
My name is Randy Batson. I am a graduate of the Department of History and Philosophy of the UWA Cave Hill Campus. On this day, June 2nd, 1838, the newspaper called The Barbadian reported that the apprentices at Sterling Plantation had been freed from their contracts. We've reported in previous programs that with the abolition of enslavement in 1833 by the British government, the former enslaved persons were still subject to a period of apprenticeship, which essentially, through contract, forced most of them to continue to labor on the estates from which they had ostensibly been freed. Initially, that apprenticeship period was to be for 6 years, but was eventually shortened to 4, with the termination scheduled for August of 1838. However, according to the newspaper, the owner of Sterling Estate in St. Philip, William Matson Barrow, had quite recently, unilaterally, released all 112 apprentices employed by the estates from their contracts. Significantly, the paper reported that the action came at a time when the sugarcane crop on his estate had not been fully harvested. It also reported that though the newly freed workers were happy about the event, they showed no great feeling in relation to it. In fact, many of the workers elected to remain employed on the plantation as free laborers and at the same wage rates they operated under prior to the date. Some women left the plantation because their husbands worked on other ones, but had expressed a willingness to return if their husbands were hired by the Sterling Estate. Perhaps as a testament to the positive work environment on the estate, 3 laborers who had been freed previously and had left the plantation returned and asked to be rehired as free laborers. This preemptive freeing of apprentices before the official date for such an action seemed to be part of a trend. In the same issue of the Barbadian newspaper, it was reported that several estates had taken similar action. Indeed, an organization called the Honorable Society for the Propagation of the Gospel in Foreign Parts, which counted among its local representatives the Lord Bishop, took similar action on estates it owned in St. John, now known as Society and Concept. A few days prior to the publication of the newspaper report, the Lord Bishop gathered around him the workers of one of the estates and, after an address, signed an order in the presence of the Archdeacon and the Special Magistrate for the District, among others, that made a system of truly free labor on the Society's estates a reality from June 4th, 1838.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.